When does the SSA go, though? Is SSA a forever thing? First, we have to understand corruption. Deliverance from a corrupt mind, new heart, and new desires. After realizing the weakening of my desire to be in a romantic relationship with women, God introduced a new desire to be married and bear my own children. This desire for the opposite sex was not one I chose for myself, but I was acutely aware when it came. As long as I had been with women, I was never blind to the attractive men Abba made. I just had never found them as interesting as women until now. I thought that fear and trauma from past hurtful interactions with men would always hold me back. Witnessing the harshness, unfaithfulness, and unreliability of the men who let me down seemed insurmountable to get beyond. Being violated and often having my femininity disregarded as a youth, I was sure would always hold me back from connecting deeply with a man. I wasn't sure men could be trusted, and I didn't know if I would feel safe the way I felt secure with a woman. What if I encountered flashbacks of the sexual abuse? Could I have an opposite sex attraction and connection that didn't make me want to run and hide? What was really possible? Then Abba introduced a new thought. He is the God of the marriage bed too. He was perfectly able to present me in a marriage to a man of God that I could be both safe and compatible with, who would have the anointing to be my husband and I his wife. If I am patient, he can prepare a man with the capacity and grace to move through some of the healing he would allow within a marital relationship. With God, we could both heal together. Abba is the God who is able to make it like it never happened. He had me considering a reality where flashbacks don't exist and trauma doesn't haunt me. Even if those things happened, he was able to give me the grace to overcome them. I also believe he wanted me to stop idolizing the trauma and fear and just trust that when that bridge comes, he already prepared the way to cross it. This doesn't mean I expect a perfect husband or a marriage that does not require work, but I don't need to be concerned about how God will do it. And again, this is not me pedestaling marriage. I am of the school of thought, along with Apostle Paul, that not everyone will be married. As I mentioned earlier, some will have the grace to remain unmarried for the sake of the calling on their lives from the kingdom of God. Thus, there is no proof of deliverance for the same-sex attracted person resulting from marriage. Our deliverance comes from God, not marriage. And the pressure to marry to prove our freedom is a very real one. It is essential to evaluate whether our desire for marriage is a societal pressure, familial, or a genuine desire God gave us. It is also critical not to make an idol of marriage or even an idol of singleness. Give Abba the freedom to work out his plans for your life as he sees fit, in the timing he sees fit. Presently, God has been changing my mind on earlier views. I used to see SSA as a thorn that would remain throughout my life because that is what I had heard as I began walking this journey. Through conversations with other Christians who left the LGBTQ lifestyle, my beliefs about what is possible have shifted. I have since heard testimonies of God completely removing SSA from the root. Others with SSA have been told by unenlightened believers that they were not indeed delivered. Again, this caused me to question how delivered I was and the SSA's root cause. This instantly piqued my curiosity, so I slapped on my sleuth hat and put a flashlight to the word. The SSA temptation would come up, but it wasn't persistent. As I asked God to examine me, and I examined myself before Abba, it caused me to begin asking if I wanted to keep the SSA as a sort of souvenir, or if I believed God could take the SSA from me. Did I think the SSA made me somebody? Was I clinging to the last shreds of this identity through this thorn? Only Paul ever spoke about having a thorn. Did I want one too, so I could feel like I had arrived at a point of exaltation? Paul's thorn was there to keep him from getting puffed up through the revelations he was learning. The thorn or messenger of Satan was there to help him not exalt himself, and scholars believe it was a physical ailment, not a thought he had to take captive. Through this line of questioning, I changed my mind about SSA having to be a permanent thorn, especially if the Holy Spirit was leading me down this path of reasoning and wrestling. It was apparent to me now that God could remove the SSA, and it didn't have to be a thorn. It didn't even have to be a source of regular temptation. There was